My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Reminder, Mike's Beer Bar's Fan Beer of the Month is out. It's Penn Brewing's Pumpkin Shandy benefiting Young Adult Survivors United. Go get that today. PM team, professors, giving out grades from Steelers, Raiders. I will start with the Steelers offense. You score 32 points, you get 3 turnovers, and you get a blocked punt. So you didn't even have 300 yards of offense. But you cashed in those opportunities. You made the most of them. So I'm going to give them, I think this is a generous grade of a B minus for the game. I can't bring myself to get it into the C category, but I also don't want to give it anything higher than that.
What's the point? I have a B minus written down here.
I didn't even see your notes.
I do. Implicit in that statement is that you check my notes before the show or you find a way to...
Maybe I do.
To peek over and fashion arguments. You fashion arguments based off what you know I'm writing down. I would give their passing offense like a D plus, maybe. D, you know, whatever. Maybe just a D.
Yeah, best run rushing performance of the year.
But, like, take away the Jonathan Ward and Jaylen Warren carries and the Shamklin carries and just go Harrison Fields. Those guys ran it 25 times for 165 yards. That's objectively terrific. And so I give the running game an A plus almost, and I give the passing game a D. That comes out to B minus for me.
For the defense, I went B plus. I could not give it an A grade. That opening drive still stuck in my craw. I don't know where Dante Jackson was going on that Madison
pass play.
Little pass play. The defense was not on the same page there again, which has been... unfortunately, at the beginning of the games, it's happening too much, and it makes no sense because you've been preparing for an offense all week. And so I thought that was a bad look. The Raiders at times moved the ball, but then the Steelers
punched it out.
Yeah, and I was going to say, with these turnovers, now one was just a ball that O'Connell threw up that was a bad turnover, the one to Jackson. But the... T.J. Watt plays, that's all great player making a great play. That's not, I mean, I don't know what the Raiders are doing putting their jabroni running back in the game on the first fumble. The guy I've literally never heard of. Lebka, who came in. Don't know what his deal is. White dude fumbled the ball.
I still give...
B+.
I still give Jackson credit for taking that interception back and setting him up and all that.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a good run back.
But that was a bad... My point is, like, that was a gift-wrapped interception.
All right, so they gave up a 10-play, 70-yard drive and got, like, absolutely worked to start the game. I'm going to give you the yardage totals for the next 6 drives by the Raiders. 6, 9, 14, 18, 14, and 4. They gave up nothing after that. And I gave him an A-minus, Pony.
Okay.
Because you pay that defense a lot of money, and as bad as that first drive was, they made adjustments. Watt made big plays. If you count special teams as kind of an extension of defense, they had the blocked punt. I thought they were basically A-plus level for when the game still mattered the rest of the way, and so I give him an A-minus.
I give Tomlin a B. And the reason why I give him a B is because I didn't feel like there were a lot of like in-game management things that really cropped up in this game. The biggest one was the fourth and short at the end of the first half. And instead of kicking a field goal to go up 9-7, he put the ball in Justin Fields' hands, trusted him to make a play, and he did. So that has me thinking, like, saying that Mike Tomlin did anything less than a solid job in this game, excuse me, would not be fair.
He gets a B from me as well. He runs the defense, so if I thought the defense did a much better job as the game went on, I have to give him credit. They clearly made some adjustments. Watt made two big plays, yes, but I think they took away things that the Raiders wanted to do on subsequent drives. I put that on Tomlin. I did like that decision at the end of the first half. I did think that showed some confidence in Fields and Fields' legs. It looked like they were trying to get cutesy and run a little play action. And then they knew that Fields would still have the ability to make something happen if that failed. I like the aggressiveness there. I like it, too, because it not only shows confidence in your offense, it shows confidence that your defense isn't going to get scored upon again, even if it doesn't work out. So I give him a B. So now we've given two out of the three same
grades.
Let's
see if we agree on Fields.
Ready? How about we say it at the same time?
Okay.
One, two, three.
B minus. Ooh. Wow, we're way off on that. I couldn't have the letter. I couldn't have it start with C. Whether that's C plus, C, C minus with him, when the offense accounted for as many points as it did, they won the game by as much as they did, and he made huge plays with his legs throughout the game. So I can't give him anything higher than a B minus, though, because there were inaccurate balls, and I have to be consistent, too. If I graded him more leniently for the Broncos game, where penalties that he had nothing to do with took big plays off the board, where I saw him make the great throw to George Pickens, but it didn't count. I have to at least acknowledge that he got helped out by the new NFL rules and really had some throws that, one in particular, that would have gone down as one of the worst plays of the Steelers season had the call on the field had they not reversed it with a roughing call.
He had a lateral that Jalen Warren miraculously fell on that reminded me of the Kenny Pickett can't even like get the ball out of his hand in Cleveland last year. I give him a C because I give the running an A. That's like the perfect use of his legs.
And
where
you
you're
give
not
the arm an F.
Basically.
Wow.
I mean, I thought he was really, I know his receivers dropped some passes, but how much better, forget about the drops, how much better does his stat line look if he hits Pickens on that little rolling left play? We've seen him hit Freiermuth with one. How much better does his line look if he hits Freiermuth on the very next play? Hell, how much better does his line look if he hits Pickens on the next play after that? His arm, all of the metrics, I'm not going to throw a million advanced stats at you, but I'll throw one. Completion percentage over expected, okay? That's like one of those next-gen ones. Against Dallas, he was 6.5% worse than he should have been. This game, 3% worse than he should have been. It's going in the wrong direction for him through the air, and he is going to have to fix that and remedy that if they are going to get anywhere close to where they want to go this year.
That being said, if Pickens catches that ball in the end zone and he adds another touchdown.
Yeah, it's 36-13. It looks a lot prettier.
And his passer rating is like in the high 80s or maybe even the low 90s.
But how much would that really change like the game that he played?
Oh, it wouldn't have changed it at all for me, but I'm just saying people would have looked at the box score and said, you know what, Justin Fields had another good game.
And he just did not look like a guy who had played his sixth straight game in this
as
offense.
As a passer.
He was skittish. The footwork was bad. It didn't look like he trusted what he saw. Couple nice throws to Calvin Austin, but that was pretty much all that jumped out in a positive way for me.
All right. Pony and Muller, professor grades.
What grade do you think Donnie would have given all this? D for I'm drunk?
He gave out his game balls.
He did?
From the pool in Vegas. Yeah, he put Queen in there for his 13 tackles, so he didn't have Jeremiah Moon.
He's a football lover, that Donnie football.
Here is Steve in Uniontown on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, so to get back to your point with Fields, I think you have to roll with Fields, obviously. He's a young guy right now, and they're 4-2. I think they caught some breaks in the schedule. But all in all, he's playing good enough to keep playing. I wanted to get you guys' perspective.
Well, wait a minute, before we move on to Mike, when you say they've caught breaks in the schedule, what do you mean? Like guys being injuries?
Teams with injuries, just catching them at the right time.
Okay.
Dallas, sure. Chargers.
I mean, I think they even caught Atlanta at the right time because Cousins has looked much healthier since.
Yeah, it was his first game back off that injury, and he didn't play much in the preseason. Good call, Steve. What else?
Yeah. Also, just like for me and Tomlin, I think a point that don't get brought up enough. Do you think that the Pittsburgh's keeping him around, obviously, because of the history and just because he's a good recruiter? I feel like that's the way Pittsburgh looks at him. He's a great recruiter.
Recruiting who?
Russell Wilson. Bringing Russell Wilson over. Bringing over guys on better deals.
I mean, you really only
like
had
to... a recruiter than coach.
You really only had to, quote-unquote, recruit against the New York Giants with Wilson.
No, but he's right about Fields wanting to come here, and he's right about Patrick Queen, too.
Okay, but up until this game, we were saying Patrick Queen was a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, okay, but that his ability to convince guys to play here is independent from how they perform once they're here. I mean,
I'd much rather have a coach who doesn't really have an ability to convince guys to come and play here, but when they get here,
yes, me too.
I don't think he gets the most out of every guy. Pickens is dropping passes right now.
To answer that question, no, I do not think that's the reason why the Steelers keep him around.
The reason they keep him around is because Art Rooney, at this point in his tenure as owner, likes being known as the franchise that does not fire coaches.
I think that's probably the right answer.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.